State Senator Leticia Vanderbilt says a majority of minors involved in prostitution are sex trafficking victims. The San Antonio Democrat is the author of Senate Bill 92. It's up for debate today in the House Judiciary Committee. If it becomes law, the bill would allow juvenile probation departments in Texas to set up programs specifically to treat minors charged with prostitution. These specialty courts would not hand out a punishment, but instead require treatment and probation.
So it takes a lot of months of therapy for the child to work through the fact that the perpetrator is not a loved one. The other big challenge is it's very difficult for family members to comprehend the magnitude of the abuse that their child has endured.
That's Judge Angela Ellis. She often decides cases that go through the Harris County Girls or Growing Independence, Restoring Lives Court. Many of these cases don't have easy answers. Parents are often angry that their child ran away from home, and many of these young people are addicted to drugs. Ann Johnson is a human trafficking specialist. She's a Harris County Assistant District Attorney. She supports the bill.
This is an important role that the juvenile justice and criminal justice system can play in trying to give them the most effective and efficient treatment, recognizing their victimization and also trying to shut that door of someone being, you know, brought in and out of the criminal justice system.
These kinds of specialty court programs allow minors to get the charge off their juvenile record if they finish probation, which usually lasts about a year. But experts say the courts require resources. Judges and probation officers need to get trained to understand the kind of trauma these minors have been through. But if these youths don't get treatment, they say taxpayers will continue to deal with the consequences, including drug addiction and domestic violence. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.